Good morning, everyone. I pray that you are all well this morning. We are at the beginning of another week, not by our own doing, not by our own strength, but by the grace of God, we continue to declare that thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4 verse 11. Now, one of the things I have, or maybe I should say we, because you may have heard it as well, we've often heard that people, different individuals, express their love for others in their own way. And if you're married, you've probably heard about learning your partner's love language. There are so many books on love, how to love, how to love yourself. Whatever you have in mind, you can probably find a copy about it somewhere. So I'm thinking, if we're all expressing our love in a way that we feel is the right way, would we then accept that people abusing or mistreating others is a demonstration of their love for them? I believe that there has to be like a universal baseline of what love should look like. Paul, in his letters to the people of Corinth, addressing the issues among them, including that of the different spiritual gifts, wrote what we see as 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Reading from the New International Version, Paul said, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I am but a noisemaker. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing." He went on to say in verse 4 that love is patient. It's not easily annoyed. Love is kind. It is friendly, considerate, generous in nature. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It exalts others above itself. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs, meaning it forgives and turns a new page. Love does not delight in evil. These are immoral and wicked acts, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts, which I know a lot of us struggle with. It always hopes. It's an optimist. It always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And in verse 13, Paul says, "And know these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." The way we treat each other. I also want to add that this love that Paul speaks about is not only for our friends and families. It is for everyone that we come in contact with. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6 verses 32 to 34, reading from the New International Version again, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners, unbelievers love those who love them. If you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even unbelievers do that. And if you lend to those whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full." And sinners here is really speaking about unbelievers or persons who have not yet come fully to Christ. So Jesus is basically asking, what separates me from everyone else if I am doing what they are doing? And while I acknowledge that both Paul and Jesus were speaking predominantly to believers, living and loving as Paul outlined above should be every man's desire. Can you imagine if we all loved each other in this fashion? Can you imagine the kind of world that we'd have now? I pray that God will open our hearts that we may love immensely and without restriction. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. It does not delight in evil, but rejoice in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. God bless you. Have a good day.
Love is kind.